Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. It's a good day to celebrate. If you'll bear with me for just a moment, I have a few thoughts I'd like to share on some verses in Genesis 43. It's verses 19 and 23. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, "O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food, and it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. And we have brought it again in our hand, and other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks." And he said, "Peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." And he brought Simeon out unto them. Because of the famine in the land, Joseph's brothers had journeyed to Egypt to find food. And unknowns to them, Joseph had told his steward to put their money in their sacks as they left. And when they stopped for the night for a rest, they found that money. And they were afraid. They were fearful that they would be considered thieves and would be punished for thievery. Now, because the famine is still continuing, they are back in Egypt to buy more food and, in their own way, try to explain the money that was found in their sacks. I want to consider for just a moment, if you will, the phrase, "Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasures in your sacks." I'm not wise enough or blessed with enough insight to share with you the teachings of that phrase and of those verses that we've read. But I can, with some confidence, talk to you about what that phrase means to me. Like Joseph's brothers, I'm here this morning to escape from a famine. It's a spiritual famine that's affecting the world that we live in. I'm here to get spiritual food, to worship God, and to feed on his preached word. I'm here like Joseph's brothers because experience leads me back to a place where I have been fed before, a place where the spirit, where my spirit has been fed in previous times. As with Joseph's brothers, this food is mine by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Look in a little more detail at what Joseph's steward said. His servant said, I'm sorry. He said, "There's a treasure in your sacks," and he tells them who put the treasure there. "Your God and the God of your father." Mm-hmm. It was by God's grace. They were being blessed and didn't understand the source of their blessing. They were trying to explain the money, the treasure they found in their sacks, and there's really no way to explain the grace of God. We're all blessed with many treasures. Consider for just a moment a few of those. We have God's word. Not just any words, but the inspired words of God, his spoken words. No words carry more authority than God's word. His words spoke the world into existence, this earth and heavens into existence. God's word provides comfort. It provides bread for the hungry and hope for the hopeless. And within his words, we have the promises of an unchanging, eternal God. God's Word, our Bible, promises comfort, strength, hope, wisdom, knowledge, joy, power, and purpose. We also have the treasure of prayer. We have a God who hears our prayers, and a God who is able to answer our prayers, and a God who does answer prayers. Just consider how meaningful prayer is. Through prayer, we can talk to our sovereign, eternal God. Christ's disciples witnessed his prayer life, and they witnessed the power of prayer, so much so that they asked Christ to teach them to pray. They didn't ask him to teach them how to perform miracles or how to preach the gospel, but they asked him to teach them to learn to be able to pray, and he did. We have the treasure of the church, a place where we can meet together with like-minded believers to find companionship, encouragement, and support. We share life's joys and sorrows, knowing we are not alone on our journey. Most importantly, it's a place where we can come to worship together the God that we all love. Worship itself is a treasure, a privilege that God's children, God's elect, enjoy. Worship clarifies our vision of God, of who God is. The purpose of our worship is to glorify Him. Worship changes our perspective. It strengthens our heart. It reassures us of God's presence. In worship, we should first see God, see the Lord lifted up high above all others. Amen. Secondarily, we should see ourselves weak and unworthy and dependent upon Him. And finally, we should see others and their needs. By God's grace, we have His Word, we have the gift of prayer, we have the church, and we have the privilege of worship. All these treasures are precious to us, but there's one treasure that is more precious than others, and that treasure is our risen, living Savior, Jesus Christ. Precious because of who He is. Son of man, Son of God. Amen. Precious because of what He has done. He died for our sins. Amen. He rose victorious from the grave, victorious over death. He ascended to God on high, and He sits on God's right hand, interceding for us today. Amen. Precious because of His love for us. Precious because He has promised to always be with us. Precious because in Him we have the gospel, the good news of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. These treasures and many others are ours by the grace of God. Treasures to feed our spiritual hunger as we journey through this world. I'd encourage you to consider these and to think of your own treasures. And as you do, remember, your God hath given you your treasures in your sacks. May we never forget the source of our treasures, the grace of God. If you'll bow with me, I'll try to pray. Father, you have blessed us so richly with so many treasures. Father, we just give thanks for your grace. We're thankful for your inspired and preserved word, for the gospel of the finished work of Jesus Christ, for the gift of prayer, for this church, and for the gift of worship. Father, as we come together this morning, we pray that your name would be lifted up above all others, that we may glimpse a bit of your glory as we read your word, as we hear the gospel proclaimed. Father, may we never forget that our treasures come from the grace of God. Father, we pray that you would be with Brother Marty as he comes before us. Give him a message that would be both uplifting and correcting as necessary. Father, we pray for each one who's been mentioned here this morning, those who are sick, those who are facing continuing illnesses. We ask that you would be with them, be with their caregivers. If it be your will, we pray that their health would be once again restored. Father, we're thankful for the good news of good reports. Father, we're thankful that in those we see your providential hand. We just ask that you would continue to look down upon us with mercy. Father, we realize there are many things that we have failed to do in your name. We just ask that you would guide us, be with us, lift us up when we fall. Father, go with us now in the continuation of this service. Bless us with your felt presence. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.